Shalom to all! Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziveg Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Now in the past couple of Mishnahs we learned about Chata Sa'if and Oila Sa'if, and now we're going to be learning about the different Machshavos that could possible these Karbonis, and we've already had all of this before, so really we're just plugging in information that we already know. We know that a thought of Shaloi Lishma doesn't possible Karbonis unless it's a Chatos. We also know that there's two thoughts that possible a Karbon. One is Chutzlam Kaimai, that he's going to eat some of the meat of the carbon in an area where he's not allowed to, and the other one is chutzlis manoi, that he's going to do one of the avodas, for example, sprinkling the blood beyond the time that he's allowed to do it, and that's called pigel. And there's a chi of kares if a person eats that meat. So now that we have this little chazara of all this information that we already know, the Mishnah teaches us chatas ha'ayif shemalaka shalay lishma, a chatas ha'ayif that the malika was done shalay lishma, or mitzah dama shalay lishma, the blood was squeezed on the mizbeach shalay lishma, oy lishma vishalay lishma. It was a double thought, lishma and then shalay lishma, oy shalay lishma v'lishma. First the thought was shalay lishma, then it was lishma. Psula, all these cases it's possible, because as we know, shaloi lishma possible is by chata sa'if. However, oila sa'if ksheira, if it was done by a oila sa'if, it's kosher, ubavad shaloi sa'il bailim, it just doesn't count for the bailim l'shem chayva, and it means that the owner would have to bring another carbon, but still the oila itself is not possible, it could be brought on the mizbeach. Now, echad chata sa'if, echad oila sa'if, whether we're talking about chatas or oila sa'if, shemalakan vishemitza daman, he either did malika, or he squeezed the blood on the mizbeach, with the following intention, lechol dar shadarka lechol, to eat something that's able to be eaten, or to be makter, to burn on the mizbeach, something which is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. What was his thought? Chutzim kaimai, not in a proper place. Possible, so it's possible. However, ve'im by kares, there's no kares if the meat is eaten. Now, let's say his thought was chutzlis mane, that he was going to do it beyond the proper time. So in this case, it's called pigel, v'chayavan olav kares, and he's chayav kares for eating it. Ubavad shiakar v'matar kemitzvasai, it just has to be that the matir is brought properly. And we had this before also. This means that the only way to make it pigel is if that's his only thought. But if he had another thought involved as well, so then it's not going to be pigle. It's going to be pusle, but not pigle. And that's when the Mishnah continues explaining. Ketzad karva matir kemitzvasai wasn't mean that the matir was brought properly. So for example, malak b'shtika, he did malika and he was quiet. He didn't have any improper thoughts. And umitza adam chutzlis manoi, he did the squeezing of blood on his back with the thought of chutzlis manoi. Oisha mal chutzlis manoi, the malika was done with the thought of chutzlis man. Umitza adam b'shtika, and the blood was done quietly with no thoughts. Oisha malak umitza adam chutzlis manoi, both by malika and by the blood, he had the thought of chutzlis man. Zesha karva matir kemitzvasai, that's a case that the matir was brought kemitzvasai, and it's pigle, and he's chayv karis if he eats from it. Whereas ketza loy karva matir kemitzvasai, what's the case where the matir was not brought kemitzvasai, but there's still a thought of chutzlis manoi? So this is if malach chutzlis kaimai umitza dam chutzlis manoi, he had two thoughts. He did the malika with the thought of chutzlis kaimai, and the dam was with the thought of chutzlis manoi. Or the other way around, aisha malach chutzlis manoi umitza dam chutzlis kaimai, the malika was done with the thought of chutzlis manoi, and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlis kaimai. Ay, or shemalach umitza dam chutzlis kaimai, the malika and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlis kaimai. More examples are chatas ha'ayif, specifically with a chatas ha'ayif, shemalaka shalai lishma, the malika was done with the thought of shalai lishma, umitza dama chutzlis mana, and the dam was done with the thought of chutzlis man, oy shemalaka chutzlis man, umitza dama shalai lishma, or the malika was done with the thought of chutzlis man, and the dam was done with the thought of shalai lishma, oy shemalaka umitza dama shalai lishma, or both the malika and the mitzvah dam was done with the thought of shalai lishma, zehu shalai karva matir kemitzvasai. This is a case where the matir was not done kemitzvasai, and he's not chai for pigol. The carbon's pasul, but it's not pigol. Now let's say his thought process was lechol kazayis b'chutz v'kazayis l'machar, that he's going to eat kazayis outside and kazayis tomorrow, or kazayis l'machar v'kazayis b'chutz, kazayis tomorrow and kazayis outside, or kachatzi zayis b'chutz v'kachatzi zayis l'machar. His thought process was half a zayis chutzim kaimai and half a zayis tomorrow, kachatzi zayis l'machar kachatzi zayis b'chutz, the other way around. Pasul v'im by kares, here also the carbon's pasul and there's no kares. Now Amar Behuda argues, like he did also earlier on a couple prakim ago, Zaklal, this is the rule that im machsheves hazman kadam machsheves hamakayim, if his thought of zman, meaning that he's going to do this chutzlis manoi, that came before the thought of that he's going to do a chutzlim kaimai, so then pigel v'chayav and olav kares. It is pigel and he's chayav kares for it because that was his first thought, chutzlis manoi. Whereas if it's the other way around, v'machshavas hamakim kol machshavas hazman, his first thought was a machshav of chutzlim kaimai, and then he had the thought of chutzlis man, pasul v'aim by kares, it's only pasul and there's no kares. Whereas v'chamar and v'chamar argue and say that no, zev is a pasul v'aim by kares, in both cases it's pasul and there's no kares, and that's because he didn't only have a thought of chutzlis manoi, which is going to be mafagalit, he had another thought as well, so it's just pasul, but no kares. Lastly, let's say his thought was lechol chatzis zayis ulhakter chatzis zayis, that he's going to eat half of a kazayis and be makter half of a kazayis. In this case, kosher, the carbon's kosher, shein achil vaktar mitzdarfin, because the thought of achila and aktar are not going to be mitzdarif to the shear of a zayis, and therefore the carbon is going to be kosher. Moving on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, we continue discussing bird carbonos. The Mishnah tells us chatas ha'ayif shasal lamato kemase chatas l'shem chatas ksheira, a regular chatas ha'ayif that he did lamato, which is on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Mizbeach, and he did it exactly how a Chatos is supposed to be done, like we learned about in the previous parak, and he had the thought process that this is for a Karban Chatos, so it's kosher, because he did everything exactly as he should. However, Kemasei Chatos Hashem Oila, let's say he did everything he was supposed to do for a Karban Chatos, but his thought process was that this is a Karban Oila, or Kemasei Oila Hashem Chatos. He did everything he's supposed to do for Oila Sa'if with intention that this is a Karban Chatos, which it really was a Karban Chatos, but he did everything he's supposed to do for an Oila, which as we know from the previous parak, Oila and Chatos are done differently. Or Kemasei Oila Hashem Oila, let's say he did everything for an Oila with intention this is an Oila, but again it's a Karban Chatos, in all these cases, Psula, the Karban's Pasul. And also, Asal Lamala, Kemasei Kulam, Psula. If he did that void in the upper half of the Mizbeach, even if he had the proper intentions that this is a Karban Chatos and he did everything that he was supposed to do for a Karban Chatos, since he did it in the upper half of the Mizbeach, it's supposed to be done in the lower half, Psula, it's Pasul. We're going to start for the day and pick it tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continues to cause different bird Karbanos, and when they're Kosher and when they're Pasul, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.